Welcome to the March Madness edition.
Yeah. Oh, I realize that mic's a little close to me.
That's probably not a good time.
I was supposed to be quiet on the sound test there.
It's Wednesday, March 20th. We took last week off. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say March Madness Eve because the tournament technically started last night.
Yeah, don't worry. It starts tomorrow.
One game was good. The other game was not so good.
I heard today on the radio, Virginia went 52 actual minutes, like real time minutes, without scoring.
They had 14 points at halftime.
I got this morning, I didn't watch the game. Thank God, because it would have put me to sleep. You even though I was already asleep. I looked at the score, I was like, they shouldn't have been in.
Well, I was flipping back and forth, and I kept thinking, well, eventually something's going to happen. It never did. No. Now, the first game, it did.
Oh, yeah.
Because Wagner and Howard
was
came back.
They were up by 12, like 5 minutes ago.
And then they took three threes at the last 9 seconds.
And all of them were short. Yeah. And every one of them were just short.
Oh, man. But damn, that Virginia game. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's terrible. They shouldn't have been in the tournament. I don't know. I think Jerry Palm, they asked Jerry Palm. You know, he does the one for like CBS. He's the bracketologist for them. He's like the CBS Joe Lenardi. And he was like, not ever would I have thought about putting Virginia
really
in the field. Not ever.
And they were, what were they, 5 seed in the ACC tournament?
Something like that, yeah. I mean, not ever. And the only thing good about it is it screwed Oklahoma.
It did. And
fuck
Pitt.
Them.
And Pitt.
But yeah, because ever since they played Country Roads at the end of the game when they were going to beat us, fuck them. I'm glad they got screwed.
Yeah, I am too.
They didn't bother me at all.
I am too. So we'll see. We got a 16 play in tonight, and then Colorado and Boise.
Colorado and Boise.
Like tonight, and then the fun starts tomorrow. So, which arguably, I didn't make this my sports or non-sports question, is the NCAA tournament the greatest sporting event that's out there right now?
I would say, for me, it's the most anticipated. Like, I took the days off work. I mean, that's how much I enjoy the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament. And it's just a good time.
You find yourself rooting for teams you don't even know.
Exactly. And this year, I'm finally in that pool with Thomas and them where there would be scores. So I actually have another reason to be able to be excited about the end of the game, no matter what the score is. Mm. So I'm excited about that too. So yeah, it's just a good time.
Oh, did you get on that board?
Yeah,
the big board.
Yeah, I don't know what I just told Thomas put me on two squares.
Okay.
So I'm guessing
they're drawing tonight.
They're drawing tonight. Okay. Yeah.
They're drawing tonight.
Yeah, so...
But, I mean, basketball is not like football. Whereas football, other than something quirky happening, I mean, your 7s, 0s, 3s, 1s are always going to be your good numbers.
Right.
Basketball doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, you can, honest to God, almost just go ahead and draw the numbers first. I mean, you won't do that.
Yeah, yeah. And let people pick their numbers.
It doesn't matter.
Nobody would care.
It's not going to matter.
It doesn't matter. Exactly.
Because you have absolutely...
That's why I told him. I was like, I might just put me on this board.
Yeah. But that board's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, y'all were doing it last year, and I was like, and Tom's like, yeah, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have asked you if you wanted to square.
Well, you know what's funny is I was talking to him today, because he actually went to Cleveland, had a stent put in, so he's going to probably be laying low for a while, but he said Thomas and Randy Duncan's running it. He said they were going to draw numbers tonight at Elliott's, and he said, I thought about going out there. He's like, I don't want to go out there, because if I go out there, then a bunch of people will come up to him and be like, well, you got me on the board last year, I'm not on the board this year.
Oh, yeah. That's the problem
with running that shit.
Yep, exactly.
You know?
That's exactly right.
You just can't do it. But it is. I mean, it does give you something to root for.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Man. It makes last second threes or anything like that big difference.
Everything matters.
Everything matters.
Even a blowout matters.
Exactly. You're still rooting for the points.
How's that natty daddy treating you? Did I even mention
what I was thinking? You mentioned we're drinking a natty daddy. You going to tell why we're drinking a natty daddy?
We're drinking natty daddy. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, it's as bad as I remember.
This might be the first and last time we conduct this transaction. Holy shit. Does that say 8% alcohol?
It sure does.
How about that?
That's the first thing I noticed.
Wow.
It needs to be. It has to compensate for something.
It's 8% alcohol.
You're not drinking it for taste.
92% no flavor.
Exactly. You're not drinking it for taste.
Holy shit. But anyway, we're drinking Natty Daddies because it is affectionately known as White Trash Weekend.
That is correct.
You can elaborate on that.
Well, we were just literally for 4 days, we would start Thursday. We would start my sophomore year in college. We would do nothing but watch games at my room, because in those days you had a room. You didn't really have an apartment. I lived in a house with 4 guys that had a room. And we watched NCAA basketball.
It was a studio apartment.
Yes. from Thursday at noon until Friday, whenever they would end, usually around 6 or 7 at that point in time. And we did nothing but drink beer and order pizza. To the point where one time my room, the entire side of my wall was empty boxes of pizza and beer. Nice. I wish I got a picture of that.
You should have.
That'd be embarrassing to have.
It was probably a good thing we didn't really have cell phones when we were in college.
No, thank God. Thank God. Amen.
Because Jane will text me randomly some nights, and she'll send like 8 messages in a row. I'm like, she's drinking. And I hate FaceTiming and hate that shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, she's FaceTiming. I know what this means. Hey, best, hit the vodka tonight.
Oh, to be young again.
Oh, shit. I thought she was going to Italy next summer.
No.
She's got a chance to go to Italy.
That's awesome.
Because they were supposed to go to New York this semester.
Yeah, I remember she was going to New York.
It got canceled. So I said, hell, you can trade New York for Italy.
That's a good trade.
Yeah.
That is a good trade.
So not this summer, but next summer, she'll get to go.
You better start saving your money.
Tell me about it. Doesn't cost
you'll be
quite
selling as, that nice shirt you're wearing.
Doesn't cost quite as much to go to Beckley as it does Rome.
I feel underdressed. You're over here in like a nice collared shirt and a nice 3/4 zip, not a sweater.
It's a 3/4 zip.
And I'm over here in a hoodie.
Now I tell you what, I got to disagree with you. This I would classify as a sweater only because of the sleeves here and this right here. This is more of a sweater.
It's a 3/4 zip.
I think it's a sweater.
You just got a hot collar. You're just fancy. That's all sweater. It is. You're just Mr.
Now,
fancy
I've got a 3/4 zip I can bring in here during the break. I'll be happy to model some 3/4 zips.
I'm wearing my gray hoodie with a hole in it.
All right.
I do got a new hat, though.
You do.
Okay. My other black hat was starting to turn brown.
Right.
We went out in the sun too much, so. I ordered me a new one.
That's sharp. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. So where do you want to go from here? I didn't write a whole lot down.
I got to mention the phone call I had with Felicity. This is our...
Was this yesterday?
Moment with Felicity.
Was it... because I had my phone off. I was struggling.
She probably called you about the same thing, but it led to another story.
Okay. Because I think she called me at like 5 or 6.
That's about the same time, yeah.
Okay, and I missed it.
Right.
And I didn't see the call, and then I don't remember what I was doing. Then I got back and I looked at my phone. And I was like, I forgot to call, and I never did call her back. I should have. But
she was filling out her bracket. This isn't even the funny story, but this is why she called.
Was there any Cuddy Sark or Glenn Levin involved in this?
It did sound like it.
Okay,
but I'm sure there might have been a start or something. Okay. But she had called about. She couldn't figure out the playing game. She was like, what the fuck is this? What? Where do you pick the playing game? I was like, no, that happens tonight and tomorrow. Because it was yesterday. I was like, that happens tonight and tomorrow. And then you can just pick that winner. You can pick, it'll be one of the two. It'll be Colorado State, Virginia. No, she was like, well, what do you pick it? And I was like, no, you don't pick it. You just pick the... and finally registered.
Yeah.
And she finally understood. Okay, whoever wins that game...
Is moving
goes,
on.
She goes, I didn't pick those guys to win anyway. I was like, okay, then
you're fine.
Don't even worry about it. You're fine. But she was like, you know, this is the first time I've been in that bracket since you guys used to do it. You know, the hot dogs, corn dogs, what were y'all?
Slaw.
Yes. Hot dogs, corn dogs, what were y'all?
Nacho cheese. What were you fuckers?
I laughed out loud. Still not the funniest part of the story.
Oh, boy.
So she was saying... She was saying, she told us, we were in a car, we were going to Fayetteville because it was Nate, my buddy Nate from Bridge Brew's 50th birthday party. So we were going to go see him for his birthday. And she was like, yeah, I ran out of gas the other day. Oh, Main Street. Apparently her gas tank is like rusted and corroded and is leaking gas.
That's probably not good.
So she said she took off for her house, she had to go somewhere.
In her SUV?
Yeah, and she had to go somewhere, and she realized, she was like, oh, I probably need to stop and get gas, otherwise I'm not going to make it. So she turned around on Main Street to go back to that Comac. She ran out of gas before she made it to that
Comac. What time is this?
It's like middle of the afternoon. Yeah. So she said she is blocking traffic now in the middle of Main Street. 6 guys had to go push her from Main Street over to Comac. But they didn't quite push it to the tanks, and then they all went back and then got her out of the way, basically. So her lane had to come down, and they had to push the car
to the pumps. Awesome, that's fantastic.
That's our moment with Felicity.
Yes. And today's Moment with Felicity was brought to you by Natty Daddy. And ironically, this will be the last time Natty Daddy sponsors this show.
But it probably will not be the last time we hear.
It won't be the last time we hear from Felicity. No, those stories will rear their ugly heads.
I told her, I was like, that's making the podcast, Felicity.
Fuck y'all. You're going to hear it right now. I got to tell you, there's nothing like a good beer, and that is
nothing like a good beer. That is nothing like a good beer. That's exactly right.
Oh, boy.
It is just bad. Oh. All right, that's a lot I had to talk about.
Brown got extended a year. I don't know if we talked about
that. We did. But it's a win-win for everybody.
Because he lowered his salary.
Yeah, he lowered his salary. He's going to the assistants.
I couldn't remember if we
covered it. Yeah.
Ken Kendrick not too happy with Hugs.
That was the big news since the last time we talked. And that, man, not only.
And I didn't see what Huggins said, because Jimmy Lively came by the office today.
He took the higher road.
I doubt very seriously he wrote it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
But I almost half wonder if that would have been, because Jimmy kind of, I didn't read the statement, so I don't want to paraphrase, but just giving the Reader's Digest version of what he told me. I'm not saying he would have been able to salvage anything, but I wonder if he'd have taken that approach to begin with.
Right.
If maybe he wouldn't have burnt as many bridges.
Think if he had taken that approach from the get-go, and he was talking about addiction, you know, and it's a, you know, he hopes you know, other people won't get attacked, like he was attacked, people will give him, you know, won't take any offense to it like that. And it was actually a pretty decent response. But I think if he'd have done that at an earlier date, instead of writing that letter saying he didn't want to resign,
it would have softened the blow. He put, there was an article in Metro News about it too, and I didn't read it. And the title of it said, Huggins says he didn't drink every day. And Stupinski put, ha ha ha, neither do I. I'm like, dude, come on.
Well, nobody can physically drink every day.
You and I tried. Yes. We tried pretty hard for 3 years.
Yeah, but there was one day we didn't.
Three.
Because we couldn't.
There was 3 days that neither one of us drank.
See, I'm saying you can't drink every day.
That's 3 years, John.
I'm just saying.
There was a 36-month span where three times in those 36 months, neither one of us took a drink of alcohol. Let that sink in for a minute.
You be young and dumb, man. Mm. Be young and dumb.
Yeah, we weren't even that young. Wasn't that long ago. So anyway, how's your bracket looking so far?
I feel good. You like your bracket? I talked about that today. I feel good.
This is the, I think we talked about this last show. This is the least amount that I have watched.
Yeah, me too. But I do feel good about my bracket. Probably because I haven't watched a lot of basketball, so I'm not fretting over picks. Like, yeah. I used to sweat, and, you know, I don't know who to pick here. And now I'm really it's a donation to the cause.
It is.
Yeah, it's just something to root for when the tournament's on.
Yep.
So, you got your Final Four?
I've gone back and forth. I mean,
because you know me, I play one bracket.
Yeah.
I don't play any. I play one bracket, and every pool I'm in, I enter the same bracket. So I have the same Final Four.
I personally think that there's a gap. I think it's UConn and Houston and Gap.
Same.
And I know Houston got their ass beat.
Yeah,
by Ohio State,
but that's an anomaly.
Looking at their bracket, I think they can make it easily. I don't say easily.
Kentucky might, but Kentucky doesn't play any defense. That's the thing. That's scary. I think I have Kentucky losing kind of early.
They'll have to play either Florida or Marquette, or they play Oakland. I don't know anything about Oakland.
I don't either. They're going to beat Oakland.
I'll probably hold my nose and pick Tennessee, even though I don't trust them.
Oh, that's the bracket. That's my one wild card. That's going to be my...
Because you got Purdue. I don't trust Purdue. I don't trust Tennessee.
I got Creighton coming out of that.
I don't know that much about Creighton. Then you got Gonzaga and Kansas.
They'll slow you down.
I don't trust Kansas. Because I think
McCullough's
out. Yeah.
So I almost picked Stanford to beat them, but I thought everybody's going to pick Stanford to beat them. So I'll pick, but I got them beating Gonzaga.
Yeah. And then over here, I mean, I'm sure everybody's going to pick Carolina, but I don't trust this team. This team has traditionally not been a good tournament team. But if I had to go against Carolina, I may take a flyer on Arizona.
That's who I got.
I may take a flyer, even though I don't trust them.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, Bama, I didn't realize they had 11 losses. I know the SEC.
Bama's got 11 losses. I got them getting beat by who they're playing in the first round?
Charleston. Then you got St. Mary's and Grand Canyon.
No, I got them getting beat by St. Mary's.
St. Mary's, yeah.
I almost picked Grand Canyon. I think Bryce Drew is the Grand Canyon coach.
Used to be Dan Mullen. When did we play them?
Yeah, we did.
I thought we did.
And I think Bryce Drew's on our coaching hot list there.
Is he?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's on here to talk about, too.
Yep.
So, yeah, if I had to just pick right now, I'd say UConn, Arizona, Tennessee, and Houston. That'd be my
okay. Favorite. We're close. I got UConn, Arizona, and Creighton, and Houston.
So we're just
then I got Houston and UConn winning.
Oh, yeah.
Every show that I've watched had UConn winning it. Everyone. But they're the best team. I mean, they're 31-3.
They're good.
They're the best team in the country.
They got size. They got length.
Exactly. They've been there. They've done it before. They're the best team in the country. It's hard to pick against them. You're really taking a flyer if you're picking against them.
The only thing I think Houston is, I mean, for Houston to come into the Big 12 this year, which by far was the best league.
Yeah.
And to win 30 games.
It's pretty impressive.
And to win the regular season title in the league for your first year in the league.
Exactly. That's the reason why I got them going to the Final Four. Their problem would be if they ran into a good defensive team, because you could shut them down. And they're not deep at all. But the guys that they play aren't really good defensively until you get to Creighton. And I think they have enough to get past Creighton. So that's the reason why I got them that far.
Yep. Well, it'll be
mm-hmm.
We'll know tomorrow.
It'll be fun. Exactly. It'll be fun, that's for sure.
So let's put a bow on the – well, you want to talk about the coaching search real quick?
Yeah. There's not as much to talk about.
Well, I mean, you got Byington –
yeah,
JMU. You got Dusty May at Florida Atlantic. Uh-huh. Darian DeVries at Drake. And then somebody mentioned the guy from Colorado State last night.
Yeah, Nico Medved. The reason why he's on the list, his wife is apparently from Morgantown.
Is she?
Yeah.
Outside of those names, I mean, somebody mentioned Chris Mack. I don't know if we talked about that.
Yeah, I heard about Chris Mack, too. I don't see that happen. If that was going to happen, it was already happening. Because he's not employed right now. Yeah. He'd already be hired.
He left Louisville in 2022.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they let him go.
They let him go because he recorded his assistant trying to take money or something, like blackmail him or something.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it was weird. It's a whole weird story. Mm. The other names I heard, of course, I heard Bryce Drew that we kind of want to talk to. But those are the first ones are the ones that – and I heard an outlier is maybe Mississippi State's coach, Dan's. I can't remember what his name is. But he might be an outlier. But from what I understand, this is what the rumor mill is saying. But you never know. Ren Baker's going to keep stuff because if it's Dusty Mays,
if he wants it,
then it's probably.
Has Ohio State hired anybody yet?
Yeah, they hired their interim coach.
Oh, they did.
They went in.
Because that was where he was thinking about.
Exactly. So the big competition now is Louisville and Oklahoma State. So that's the three kind of big jobs out there right now.
Well, with the instability of the ACC right now.
Exactly.
I think we're a more attractive program than Oklahoma State.
And Louisville has, they got money, and they got money for the NIL. Oklahoma State, that's the reason why their NIL apparently sucks. So even though they got, you know, T.B. Pickens, apparently their NIL is terrible. So, and everybody says our practice facilities and our fan support, you know, puts us ahead of the game. It depends on, and I heard that Ren Baker and Dusty May have a relationship.
Do they?
So that could help. But I tell you the truth, I think May, Byington, or DeVries, they're all good choices. Yeah. They're all good coaches. So
I agree.
Yeah, so it just matter what they do with the talent. One thing that was interesting, though, I thought with Ren Baker's last press conference, like, he wants defense first. That's what.
Well, because we didn't have any of that.
We didn't play any this year. And did you hear, I didn't hear it, but I heard clips of it. Josh Eilert's last coaching show he did. He pretty much said in that show that, you know, this isn't the team that I would have recruited, you know, because they just don't play defense. And I heard something weird, too. And I think it was from the Country Roads Confidential, Mike Cassaz and Chris Anderson, the guy who runs 24/7 Sports. They said that, like, Huggins the last couple of years didn't hardly do any like face recruiting. Really? He pretty much relied on his assistants to that. He didn't really know exactly what he was bringing in all this until, yeah, exactly. Did you know I heard this stat? And I couldn't believe it. You know, we talk about we finished last this year in the Big 12. We've been last 3 out of 6 years in the Big 12.
That's probably right.
We've been last place 3 out of 6 years in the Big 12.
That's probably right.
That's terrible.
That's horrible.
That's just god awful. That's a shame for a program that prides itself on being good at basketball year in and year out.
I agree.
That's awful.
Well, so, hopefully one of these new guys will
change it up now.
Turn it around.
If you look at Iowa State, you know, they went winless in the Big 12 in 2019, and look at them now. So hopefully that's a map to where we can go.
Yeah, we need a map and a compass and GPS.
The entire Ren Bay got rid of it. All of the sports staff, everybody's gone. Coots is gone. Everybody.
Oh, he cleaned house.
Cleaned house. Everybody gone yesterday. So it's going to be a fresh start for whoever comes in.
We'll see.
Yep.
Women got an 8 seed.
Women got an 8 seed. They got a terrible draw. They got to play Princeton. Princeton's a 9 seed. They beat Oklahoma this year.
Now, how does that work with? Because it used to be, and I'm not going to pretend like I know anything about women's basketball, but it seems like to me it used to be they would play the first round games on the home court of the high seed. They still do that?
We have to go at Iowa.
Okay.
So
if we beat Princeton, we got to play Iowa at Iowa. Okay.
Apparently, the games are already sold out.
Really?
Iowa's bought. It's already sold out. So for
Caitlin Clark.
So even if we win, there's no tickets to be bought for the second, game. It is already sold out. And, you know, Princeton ain't going to be easy to beat. They're good. And so if they beat Princeton.
But we end up. 22-10.
That sounds right. Something like that. I don't know exactly.
Which still is a great record for his first year.
Considering first year, I mean, that's really, it's amazing. It really is. It's a great job. They're fun to watch. Like, I probably watched more women's basketball games this year than I ever have in my life. And they're fun to watch. I hope they beat Princeton. Because they'll be on national TV if they beat Princeton.
When do we play?
They play Saturday at 5:30, I think. I think it's Saturday at 5:30.
So, what time do we play Thursday? Man.
It sucks not being involved. It sucked to watch a selection show and not wonder where we're going to be. It sucked.
Because I feel like we got announced early last year. Mm-hmm. We come off the board early.
Like right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were 8 and 9 seed last year, weren't we?
We were 8 and Maryland was 9.
Yep. And we sucked that game too.
We did not win that game. Yeah. Spring ball starts the 25th. Football.
Oh, no, I can't wait. I mean, you never know anything from, you know. Are we going to the spring game? I hope we're going to the spring game.
Yeah, we should go.
Yeah. You never really know. You can't tell anything from the spring game, but I'm excited to see the product on the field and, you know, hear the stories and read the stories. So.
Yeah.
Especially the defense. I think the defense is going to be better this year. If defense is better, and offense should be pretty good. I'm excited for football season. First time in a long time. We're just saying something.
Probably.
Neil Brown's first year. This is most excited I've been for football. Maybe at the beginning of JT Daniels.
We were excited that year, but if you look at the season we're coming off of, maybe it's not since Will Greer's senior year.
Yeah.
Not that this team is.
No, exactly. You can't put it on that level.
I'm not saying they're the same team, but of course, record-wise, they're about the same.
And I think. We're still going to be undersold next year. I think a lot of national media is going to pick. We'll probably pick us fourth or fifth in the league, and I think they're going to use that to their advantage. And I think we're going to have a good year this year.
So I don't have to eat mayonnaise. There's a good chance. You're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah. Well, you still have to give me $100.
I'll give you $100 right now. I ain't eating a fucking mayonnaise. Hell no. I'll take the cinnamon test with the spoon.
I can't wait for the Penn State game. And speaking of game this year, so I got an invitation in the mail. Actually, I got it handed to me at the golf trip for Randall's wedding. Save the date. Didn't even look at it.
Local teacher.
It was the font on it was too small. I couldn't read it without glasses. So
I got a pair. You need a bar pair?
I might have to.
I got a pair.
But I couldn't read it. So Tash texted me the other day, and she was like,
he's not getting married during football season.
Doing the pit game.
Oh, he's an idiot.
Doing the pit game. I told Dad, like, I'm going to tell him I can't go.
Are we going to that game, too?
Yes! Okay. We went last time. That's what we did. Two games I want to go to this year.
Penn State, Pitt.
So, this is the way it is. I was like, I thought for sure it'd be the middle week there, because we play Albany. Fine. I can miss that. Okay. But a Penn State?
No.
No. Oh, what's he doing, Marshall fan?
Get yourself together, God. Randall. Lord, well, that just, well, there's a comment in there that could be made. When you're a fan of a team that doesn't have high expectations during football season, you don't mind scheduling a wedding during that year, I guess, that time frame, I guess.
Exactly.
That's all I got, man.
All right, well, let's take a break.
That sounds good.
Welcome back to One More, and I'm going home and going to bed. I think I said that wrong, but I don't really care because I'm drinking Natty Daddy's.
No, you said One More, I'm going home.
I think it, okay. All right. Did I say it right?
Mm-hmm.
See what Natty Daddy's do to you?
They ruin lives.
They're going to ruin my colon tomorrow. They ruin lives. I'm going to start off the NCAA tournament by shitting myself.
Well,
thanks, Justin.
You keep that to yourself.
Are you ready for four questions, two assholes?
Yes.
All right. So we kind of talked about the NCAA tournament being the most fun, like the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. But what's better, basketball games? The first week of the NCAA tournament or the first round or the championship week, the week before? Because there were games that started at noon on Tuesday, and they were all day long for five straight days. And there were, you know, some tournaments where the winner, like the Brown and Yale game, went to the NCAA tournament. So is there better basketball the week before, but it's more fun the week of the NCAA? You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, and I see what you're getting at.
Uh-huh. Because I don't think we give championship week enough credit.
I don't, but I also think there's something to be said for putting everything in to winning four games in 4 days and then turning around 3 days later. Like, there was a team – I can't remember who played last night. Wagner.
Yeah.
They won Sunday, and then they played Tuesday, and then they had to play Carolina Thursday, and then if they win, they had to play Saturday. That'd be four games in a week.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of games.
That's a lot, and you're traveling.
Yeah, you're traveling there, like because the Big 12 tournament or any conference tournament, you play it, you know, at some sort of neutral site, and you're there for four straight days. Mm-hmm.
So now, for the smaller leagues, I'd say it's more exciting because they know that even if they went 30-3 in the regular season, if they stub their toe against who knows Tech,
yeah,
they're not getting in.
Exactly.
So on the from the lower level side, I think it is more exciting. Championship week.
I do. I think there's a lot better basketball because those teams are more evenly matched as you go through the tournament. So there's closer games. They're more exciting games. Like, you know, there'll be a few blowouts. There might be an upset or two on tomorrow. But mostly, the bigger seeds will win. By
generally speaking.
Generally speaking. So, hopefully you get – you hope the best when you have four good games going on at the same time. But you hope at least one of those is good.
But it's amazing to me, I will say this, in the NCAA tournament, and we talked about this. I mean, you can fill out the bracket. Yeah. You can put $100 or $200 or $10, whatever. And you got all your teams filled out. But once March Madness starts and you got a 15 seed playing a 2 seed and you have that 2 seed in the Final Four, in the second half, if there's 7 minutes to go and it's a 4-point game, you're rooting for the 15 seed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, except for y'all last year who were rooting for whoever you bet it on.
That was Purdue.
And it was driving me nuts.
And I still lost. Because Garrett. Because
I was rooting for the upset. Y'all were rooting for the upset.
Matter of fact, he texted me and he was like, you think Purdue's going to choke like they did against Fairleigh Dickinson last year and lock up my FanDuel account? I was like, I don't know, cuz. Maybe. I mean, yeah. I mean, the NCAA tournament's the most exciting, but I do think we undersell championship week.
I do too. I think that week, because, I mean, literally from noon on, from starting Tuesday, it's just basketball all day, and usually there are good games throughout the time. And it's on ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN+. Like, I was flipping on ESPN+ to watch games while I was driving. probably not safe.
I'm glad you could get ESPN to work. ESPN Plus to work.
Well, it depends on where you're at. If you're a fan, don't work. You ain't getting any shit to work.
TV. I'll tell you that right now. Hell no. But either way, it's all exciting. I mean, exactly. This is probably the most exciting month of the year.
These 2 weeks are just a blast. Yeah. It really is a good time. So it'd be better if we were actually relevant, but we're not. So
good segue.
But it's still good.
Good segue. Who's back next year on the basketball team?
I think I heard somebody. I had to be country roots because I'm residential. The over and under was 3.5, and they both took the under.
That's about.
Especially if they go, if there's a coach, if Rimbreaker wants a coach that's defensive minded, then Szczesny's gone. You've got to figure Kreese is gone. He doesn't play much defense. Maybe Kobe Johnson stays, but is that really, does that get you excited? No. Does Seth Wilson get you excited about staying? No. I mean,
Sumnick, your boy.
Sumnick, you know, no.
JoJo Harris.
JoJo Harris, he's probably gone. He's already graduated. He can go. He can transfer as many times as he wants to.
Jeremiah Bembry?
No. I mean,
well, then hell, we ain't got a team. And somebody's got to come back.
I'm sure there'll be a couple come back. The people will probably, Szczesny might come back.
I was honest to God surprised that neither Kobe nor Seth left this year.
Me too. They probably wish they did.
So the fact that they didn't leave this year, of course, you're starting over. I get, well, of course, we started over this year.
Yeah.
I don't know. If it's
a defensive-minded coach, I might see Kobe Johnson staying. Kobe Johnson is far from the great defender.
Oh, no.
Everybody say that he is not, but he's the best. He's the best defender that we have, so except for maybe Edwards. So I mean, I don't know. I don't know who in this group comes back, and I would take the under 3.5 too.
I think I would.
I can't see Seth Wilson coming back. I don't know what role he plays.
He's not. He's a tweener. Because if he was about 4 inches taller, he could be like a Draymond Green.
Well, you know how microwaves have different levels? There's like 1,100 watt. Mm-hmm. He's like the 750.
Yeah, he's right.
He's not quite the 1,100. He's more like a 750.
Yeah.
He'd come in and maybe get you a basket or two.
Yeah.
He's not getting you 12 off the bench. Mm-mm. On a standard regular basis.
He's not like the microwave. He's like the air fryer.
He's like a rotisserie.
Yeah. He's the crock pot.
He's not firing that thing up.
He ain't the microwave. He's the crock pot.
So I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't know who you want back.
That's the other thing.
I don't know who you want. You want Kreese back.
The big guy, 43, Koba?
Yeah.
Set out?
Yeah, the guy from Egypt.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe because he's just big and tall and thick. Yeah. I mean, I honestly don't know. I don't even know who you want back. I mean, do you want Pat Sumnick back? Are you excited about that?
I am. I'm thrilled about him. He's active.
It's not the name. Daddy's making me nauseous.
He's active. Pat Sumnick is active.
I mean, I wouldn't mind JoJo Harris. I think his offensive rebounding is a plus. He's got a decent shot. I don't know. He's not the greatest defender.
Pick three. Give me three you take right now. JoJo Harris, I agree with.
I think I'd take
Sumnick, even though because he's experienced. And he plays defense.
This is going to sound weird because there's probably the two of the people I cuss the most. I would take Sumnick, Kobe Johnson, and JoJo Harris.
Yeah.
If I had to choose three, if you're thinking about coming in with a defensive minded coach, I think those three guys could buy into a defensive philosophy. And plus, because one thing Kobe Johnson was good at. Was posting up guys who were smaller than him.
When they finally let him do it.
Exactly.
He finally realized he was not a jump shooter.
He's not a jump shooter, but he is good at that. And that is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
If that's his talent, then
because when he gets in the post, he plays bigger than 6'3".
Exactly. He's got good touch around the rim, which is and he can finish around the rim against smaller defenders is what you want.
Yeah.
He got his shot blocked a lot, but that's mainly because usually, all the guys are in a bad offensive position.
Which is
crazy that I'm not saying I want Kerry Carissa back because that kid's good. The kid's good.
He's good.
But I think if you have a defensive-minded coach, he doesn't fit in that.
No. Well, he turns the ball over too much, too.
Exactly.
It's not even just that he doesn't play great defense.
And off the court, he's a little bit of a... Yeah.
He likes to party.
Yeah.
he likes to party.
Exactly.
He likes to party. Oh, yeah, I'm with you on that. I think, again, it's not like we have a hell of a lot to choose from.
Exactly, yeah. It's really literally the bottom of the barrel.
It is.
Pujols, our best player, Jesse Edwards, just leave him. Mm-hmm. So you can't get him back.
No. Oh. I agree.
And Battle. Yeah, you can't get him back, too. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, well, Farrakhan. He could come
back. I forgot about Farrakhan. Yeah.
Who you bring Farrakhan in for? He tapered off, man.
He did.
Damn. He showed flashes. And even in his last couple games, his little kick out jumper, and I'm like, don't shoot that. And then it goes in. And he get, and I'm baseline to baseline with the ball in his hand, he's quick as shit. And he looked pretty good on defense early in the season.
Honestly, I might switch him out with JoJo Harris. I might switch him out. It might be Kobe Johnson, Farrakhan. Because I think he tried to play defense a little bit. He just slugged.
Well, he's got quick hands.
Exactly.
And I think, and to your point, if Harris isn't making threes,
what's he doing?
He's not creating
his own shot. He can't dribble.
He can't create his own shot.
Exactly. Can't dribble.
And he looked like in the first five or six games of the season he was going to help us on the glass.
And then he didn't do it. Right. Yeah, exactly. I would probably switch those two out.
I could see that.
All right, non-sports.
Sam's Club, Josh.
Yeah, been there way too many times.
I am not a frequent visitor of Sam's Club.
They go every 2 weeks for Kurtz.
But let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
So you get up there and you check out. We don't do bags. We don't do all this stuff. They scan everything, blah, blah, blah. All right, so you go over there and you got 42 things in your buggy. The lady has just scanned all 42 things in your buggy.
What?
Then you walk over to the edge, and then there's one lady there, and she checks and scans all 42 things in your buggy. Why is
really?
That?
They yeah. already scanned three.
You they just, didn't with me.
They scanned. Well, you must look at there. You might be profiled.
Well, I must have been. Because I'm sitting here thinking, first of all, if you're going to do
this, like a thief.
You need somebody else up here helping you do this shit. Because I can't be the only impatient son of a bitch that's in this fucking store.
Oh, there's nothing worse than after you sit in line to wait and pay for that stuff, to wheel your cart around, it's usually loaded, and you look over and there's a line of like 7-8 people
waiting
to get out.
That's my point. So what do I mean? Why don't we have multiple people? I mean, Sam's Club is a multi-billion-dollar corporation.
Oh, I know.
You can't tell me they can't put two or three people there.
Have you been to Walmart? They got like one cash register that there's actually. So
yeah, but the lines are never that
bad. At Mass Vending, we pay for stuff at Walmart with a check.
Do we now?
So you can't go to the self-checkout. So you have to stand in line with all the people buying cigarettes.
Why do we do that? Is that a company policy?
It is. Literally, there has been times I've been at Walmart for 35 minutes
at the next
to buy one item.
At the next employee meeting. You need to raise that argument.
In line for 35 minutes to buy one item at Walmart because we were paying with a check. So yeah, it's a Walmart Sam's Club thing. That's the reason why, you know, you're paying cheap ass rates.
I guess.
But you're paying for it with your time.
So that was my question. So like it is as far as like a, I don't know, is it considered
like
a supermarket?
Like a process?
Like a process in general. I mean, is there anything worse than that?
Yeah, no. No, you're suffering through that for the cheap amount you're paying. Of course, you say it's cheap, but you go to Sam's Club and everything's in bulk. So
it ain't cheap.
What you think you're buying is cheap. By the time you check out with your card, it is not cheap on your card.
No, it's not.
I don't think I've ever been to Sam's Club on myself personally where I haven't spent less than like $70.
No.
Never.
You can't.
It's just, what you're buying, you buy a lot of shit, but you're spending a lot of money to buy that lot of shit. It's all the time.
Oh, that pissed me off.
Oh, I bet.
And I don't go there very often.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, Mom and Dad go there all the time. A lot of people go there all the time. And I was like, man, I popped over there and I was like, I can't deal with this shit. I will say this. I do like the bypass. The bypass has made life a little easier.
Oh, yeah. Get to the back.
Yes.
Yes.
That has made life a lot easier.
That makes the life a lot easier. That's a fact.
All right, what do you got?
So I ran into my boy Dave Gorby. I talked about him on the podcast. Apparently, he's offensive coordinator for Oak Hill High School's football team.
Okay.
I talked about him on the...
This year? He was last year.
Yeah, this year. Apparently, he told me I called him Greg Darby the entire time.
Greg Darby, did you?
Yes, I did. He said, I don't have as much money as Greg Darby. I was like, buddy, that's what happens when you do a podcast while you're drinking.
Yeah. Yeah, because obviously I didn't correct you. I'm like, oh, yeah, Darby called a great game.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
He sold all kinds of fucking Slurpees, and he called some fucking out routes that were unbelievable.
So that made me think, and so I wanted to ask you, what's the worst time that you got names wrong?
Clifford.
I forgot about that.
Oh, it's Clifford without a doubt.
You're going to tell that story.
It's Clifford without a doubt.
His name is Cliston. Which is a weird name anyway, so that you forgot Cliston, which is a unique name.
Well, actually, I can think of two, and I think I know the one you're talking about. It's probably Bard.
Oh, I forgot about Bard. Yeah, no, I forgot about Bard.
So, Cliston, we were in the blue lot, and I don't remember the year. 03, 04?
I think we were playing... I think in this year we lost Cincinnati. We had 6 turnovers.
03.
Yeah.
Well, that game was raining.
Yeah, it was terrible. So
So we're throwing the football in the blue lot, and Cliston decides to get over there and start participating.
Yeah, me and you were on the same side.
We were on the same side.
Throwing the football.
And I can't remember who he was beside.
Somebody, yeah.
So I would throw the ball... And Cliston would not try to catch it. He would try to set it like a volleyball.
I love Cliston. Smartest dude I think I've ever met in my life. He was like a seal.
Yes. The only thing missing was a big fucking red ball on his nose.
He was like Eris, my dog, trying to catch a thing. He just smacking his hand.
Like I throw it up and I want to throw him like a little fish. I'm like, hey, buddy, good try. Here's a minnow. Here's 2 minnows. Here's a bluegill. So after about the 4th drop, I remember looking over at you and I said, I know one thing. Clifford is killing my completion percentage. And you were like, Justin, his name's not Clifford. You've been calling him Clifford all day.
First of all, I laughed my ass off because you said Clifford's killing my completion percentage. We're throwing football in the parking lot.
I know, yeah. Hey, I got to hold on to what I can hold on to, man. He was killing me. He wouldn't catch one fucking pass I threw.
It's
not like we were running complicated routes. You know, it was a skinny post and an out route and a dig. I mean, nothing major. No up and outs. No fades. I mean, it was all pretty elementary. And he still fucked it up.
40 feet.
Yeah, if that.
With a Nerf football.
With a Nerf football. How the motherfucker had a little tail on it. Oh, poor Clifford. And Bard, I don't remember what Bard's Christian name was.
Mark. No. You called him Mark.
I called him
His
Mark.
His name was Bard.
Bard, that's what it was.
His name was Bard. You were like, Mark, do a shot with us.
Mark, get your ass in here, Mark.
It was our combined birthday
that's
party.
What it
you
was.
Were like, go on, Mark, do a shot with it.
I was like, Mark, you son of a bitch.
And I knew the entire time his name was Bard. I didn't change it.
But
name
no one corrected me.
He like, didn't oh. either. Like, he bought a bottle of... some sort of liquor, and I can't remember what it was, and we drank that entire bottle of liquor that he bought for himself.
Oh, that was his?
Yeah. We drank all of it and yeah. Group shots.
He picked the wrong party to show
his
up.
Sister had to come get him from the...
Oh, I didn't know that
birthday
part.
Party.
Oh, boy.
We didn't do bad. That was pre-stuff. That wasn't even a stuff thing.
It was pre-stuff. Pre-stuff. P.S. like A.D. P.S. That's going to be a new thing now. B.C., A.D., P.S. Jesus Christ.
He's not invited this weekend to the...
Hell no. Hell no. I ain't told that son of a bitch nothing about
no,
nothing.
Please don't. So, the latest example of me getting a name terribly wrong was, it was a couple years ago, and we were at Bridge Brew. And my boy Adam is one of the owners. He's a single guy, not doing so well with the ladies. And there was this girl there who was obviously into him. I mean, just, it was obvious. And I was like, dude, I was like, yeah, that girl was into you. You need
Is he
that.
Older than that or younger than that?
He's older. Okay. He's 51, 52 now. And he was like, I was like, man, that girl is into you, man. You need to, you know, go and try to make this happen. I was like, he's like, what's her name? I was like, I think her name's Stephanie.
Oh, shit. Told her the wrong name.
So he goes, I was like, hey, Stephanie. She's like, my name's not Stephanie.
He's like, oh.
It's Jessica.
All right. Well.
That was the last.
About time for me to hit the old dusty trail.
I have apologized since then.
What a jerk. What a jerk. Way to send him into the lion's den, asshole. Damn.
Tash told me, he's like, you're never allowed to say anybody's name again. No. And I have not since then.
You're about as bad as Booth.
Even if I know somebody's name, I will not say it.
Yeah.
I will fuck it up.
I'll be sitting in a booth at a restaurant and somebody will come and she's like, my name's Sally. And he's like, okay, Sally, I'll have a sweet tea. What's her name? LaFonda? I'm like, no, Tom. That's not her name. That's not even near what she said.
Oh, shit. Oh,
that's
man.
That's pretty bad.
That is pretty bad. I felt so bad, too, because she was, I mean, it was, you know, you could see it. I mean, like, she would go behind him, and she was, like, you know, making small conversation with him, and I was like.
So he didn't ask her beforehand what her name was?
I think she mentioned it, but he'd forgotten, mm-hmm. And then when I told him Stephanie.
And you were the beacon of, you were his lifeline?
Yeah.
You were
at a brewery.
You were his takeaway.
I was drinking beer.
You were his takeaway two wrong answers. Yes. Hey, Regis, let me take away two wrong answers. Oh, wait, I fucked that up too.
Yeah. Yeah. That, you know, that was his mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
kind of on him.
That's on him.
It is. He needs to have a better lifeline. He does.
I am not the person to call that.
Oh, shit.
All right, man. Oh, you ready to watch some basketball this week?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to finish this Natty Daddy.
Yeah, me too.
One more and I'm going home and going to bed.
One more and I'm going home and going to bed.